In general, if a failure pathway is associated with a high occurrence, O, value, we would look to refining the process to make it intrinsically safer. A high detectability, D, value, would guide us towards improving our quality control and checking procedures. So apart from helping us to allocate our quality management resources according to the priority list resulting from the failure modes and effects analysis, we also have suggestions as to whether it's the process or the quality control, or indeed both, that most urgently need attention.